Daisy, the AISY McBride. Date of birth is 9/24/59. Today's 12/14. Face-to-face evaluation. This is a 64-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of heart failure, COPD, O2 dependency, obesity, suspect sleep apnea, muscle weakness, insomnia. And a patient has two children. She lives with one child now. Daisy was a hospital nurse. Last worked at Memorial Hermann. She's a heavy smoker. She continues to smoke. Her last hospitalization was because of shortness of breath, CHF weakness, and she has become incontinent. She refuses a hospital bed. She stays in a large couch in the living room with lots of pillow because of orthopnea and PND. She cannot lay flat. She has pleural edema, KPS score of 40%, severe weakness. She suffers in pain because of a herniated disc L4-L5 that was never treated via surgery, and that has led to spinal stenosis. She is very weak in the lower extremity, and most of the time she has a toilet close by, but bedside commode. But most of the time she's not able to make it. Her son tells me her son drives Uber Eats, U-B-E-R Eats. They would like for a patient to have a wheelchair that they can put her in, but it's going to be very difficult because she's so obese. I will discuss this with the nursing staff at the hospice, at Jomel Hospice, J-O-M-E-L Hospice. Nevertheless, other findings are consistent with recent exacerbation of COPD, requiring antibiotics, requiring pain around the clock to keep her comfortable, with shortness of breath, ascites, morbid obesity, and sleep apnea, and what I believe is a pick weekend that she has had for some time. PICKWICKIAN that she's had for some time. Thank you. Her primary caregiver remains her son that she lives with at this time. Thank you.